The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Hello, this is Rosemary of Decay and our darling partner, Havoc.
You, hello,
are watching Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Sports Kita, Daily DDT, and more. And this day in pro wrestling history, it is December 11th, and we have three birthdays today, all of different years. And the first one is former AEW, former Impact Wrestling's Sonny Kiss. Sonny Kiss was born December 11th, 1993. Our second birthday is a former WWE star in his own right, because any man with two hands has a fighting chance. Ladies and gentlemen, it is James Ellsworth's birthday, as he was born December 11th, 1984. And rounding up our happy birthdays on December 11th, 1974. Booyaka booyaka, ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to Rey Mysterio. Junior, that is. So ladies and gentlemen, what happened on this day, December 11th? Well, let me tell you all about it. It is December 11th. 1997, continuing as I have continuously talked about the Attitude Era during this time. At a taping at WWF Raw Is War in Lowell, Massachusetts, WWE Commissioner Sergeant Slaughter sets up a European Championship match between the champion, who's also the WWF World Champion, Shawn Michaels, being forced to take on his D-Generation X cohort, Triple H. Rather than sow the seeds of tension between the two, Michaels theatrically laid down for Triple H and allowed Triple H to cover him to become the new WWF European Champion after the match.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Both men celebrated the title change. Now, we often give Kevin Nash and Hulk Hogan a bad rap for the finger poke of doom scenario, when the reality is, it's the same thing. It was literally the same thing, and we as fans were more upset about the finger poke of doom in WCW than what we got from WWF. Why? I literally have no answer to that at all. Tribalism, call it what you will, I don't know. And ladies and gentlemen, on December 11th, 2019, Angel Garza defeats Leo Rush to become the NXT Cruiserweight Champion. And not only was it his night to shine, but ladies and gentlemen, he is the first Mexican to become NXT Champion. You know, I often forget that the Cruiserweight Championship existed yet again in WWE. Then again, I forgot it existed in NXT, so just proving WCW was still the best when it came to handling cruiserweights. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Ropes, this day in pro wrestling history. You want to find out what happened on other days, you can go to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope, or Apple, Spotify, Google, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it, we're there. Anywhere you can find podcasts, it's Perched on the Top Rope. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. We are on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. You can find us on TikTok at Perched on the Top Rope, and we are on X, it's Perched Top Rope. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, spoiler-free's the way to be. I'm out.